Good morning. Good evening. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So let's put ourselves in that story that we just heard. Not the story, sorry, the actual biblical account of what happened. Mary and Joseph having to travel because there's a census, and it's probably one of the first times that the census is actually being taken. And I'm sure at this point it's probably like Mary's like, are you kidding me here? I mean, really, what would we be doing? No way, sorry, can't do it. But no, they have to go. And so at that time, I think both Joseph and Mary, so gentlemen, you can help me out here. Do you not feel like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm putting my wife in jeopardy and in danger here in doing this, and I want to do everything to protect her? And she's saying, Joseph, do we really have to do this? I know we have to go, but do we really have to go? And you know that conversation is happening. Vulnerability. They're feeling powerless. They're feeling defenseless. They're feeling susceptible, exposed, scared, real scared. And then they get to Bethlehem, and there's no place for them to stay. So it's not a stable like we think. It's out somewhere far away. It's in Bethlehem, and it's probably attached to the house, and it's behind. It's where the animals stay. But any way you look at it, it's the place where the animals stay. And she gives birth. And there's no place. There's no crib. There's no beautiful bassinet to put the baby in. And where does the baby go? Into a feeding trough. A manger. Scared. Frightened. When these things happen, we like to put our trust into something, don't we? When we feel scared and when we feel vulnerable, we want to grab on to something tangible. Something that's going to give us comfort. If you could flick to the next one. This is a picture of my great-nephew, and you see that wrapped around his neck? That's his baby blanket. That's his security blanket. Anybody ever have one of these? Yes, we all had one, right? It's that blanket that when we're feeling vulnerable and we want comfort, we hold on to it. And that was his second one, because his first one was so torn up from him having it all over the place and taking it everywhere that he asked me if I would make him another one. He's 10 years old, and of course he's going to kill me when he hears this. He still uses it because it's something he can feel as if he can trust, that, you know, that there's love attached to this blanket. It gives him a lot of comfort. We all have our own security blankets, don't we? Now, it might not be a security blanket like a child has, but maybe our security blanket is our jobs. Maybe it is the title that we hold in a company. I can remember when I was working in the corporate world before I became a pastor, I could always tell how someone identified themselves and where they got their security when the very first time they introduced themselves to me, they handed me their business card while they were introducing themselves to me. That was their security. And I found it to be very interesting because it was like they wanted me to look at it so that I could see that they were a vice president, or they were a senior vice president, or they were an executive vice president. Security in a business card. Security perhaps in the cars we drive. Security perhaps in the clothing that we wear. Security in money. Security in status. All of a sudden, our story of Mary and Joseph and Jesus cuts. It's like the scene cuts and we're out in the field with the shepherds. You know, the shepherds were the most vulnerable in society. Do you know why they were in the field? Why weren't they going back to the place of their birth town? Because they don't count. They don't count. That's how low they are in society. They're not even high enough to be deemed to be counted. And yet, what they do is they provide security for the sheep. And they themselves are out in the open field, where they are just as vulnerable to all of the environmental things that can happen. They're open out there to any of the wild animals that may come. And all of a sudden, where they themselves might be a little frightened out there with their sheep, who are definitely depending on them for their security, out of nowhere, an angel appears to them, lights up the sky, and they're scared. And these last 4 weeks of Advent, we've been talking about the very first thing an angel says is, do not fear, because it's a frightening sight. And they get scared. And what do they hear? Do not be afraid, for I bring good news of great joy. And then the angel shares exactly what that news is. Miss Sharon had sent to me a cute little clip about Linus in the Peanuts cartoon. You know Linus, right? Always carrying that blue blanket around, sucking his thumb, has his blanket, his security blanket. And in the Charlie Brown Christmas, there it is, right? In the Charlie Brown Christmas story, all they try to do is get that blanket away from Linus. That's the goal, get it away. They have a big play that they're going to put on and everything, and they want to get that blanket away. And they can't do it. And then in the midst of everything, of everybody shopping and craziness, etc., Charlie Brown screams out, what is Christmas all about? And there's Linus, right? He goes, Charlie Brown, what is Christmas all about? I'll tell you, Charlie Brown, what Christmas is all about. And then he goes on stage and he says, lights, please. And he still has his blanket. And he starts to tell the story. And he tells about the shepherds who are out in the field. And then he talks about the angel that comes. And what does the angel say? The very first thing the angel says, do not be afraid. And at that point, you could miss it, because I missed it, his hands, both of them, are up in the air. Up, well, now he's got them like this. But they're up in the air as he says, do not be afraid, for I bring good news. Good news. He drops the blanket. Does he pick the blanket back up? Yeah, he does. Just like we do at times. The good news, the security, is not in the physical things of this world. The good news, the security, is in Christ. Christ, who left the throne and came down as the most vulnerable of human beings, a baby, and trusted us, God's creation, to care for him. That's the ultimate security that we have. That we have a God who comes to us and knows that we can't go up to God. That's the security that we have to hold on to. Because when we come right down to it, if I asked you, what are you afraid of? You could probably name it like that. And ultimately, the ultimate fear, of course, is no longer being here. We have a God that says, you are reconciled to me. I am yours, you are mine. Your security lies with me. You have new life from here going forward. That's where our security lies. So on this evening, I challenge you to live into that good news, to let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to as your security blanket, whatever that may be, and just let that peace, which surpasses all understanding, the light which shines in the darkness and the darkness will never overcome it, let that be the blanket that you wrap around yourself. That is a priceless gift, and it's the very gift that we get. So we can have no fear, for Christ, Jesus, God, is with us. And that's what we celebrate on this evening. Amen.